Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the year ahead in property. It's a common question that comes up this time of year, and it's exacerbated by what's happening in the media at the moment. So if you're standing on the sidelines and a bit apprehensive and uncertain, well, we don't blame you. I mean, there's all this talk about interest rates going up. There's going to be blood in the streets. People are in trouble. There's massive debt. Property prices are going to slump. I wouldn't blame you for sitting back and just waiting. It sounds like a reasonable thing to do. When in doubt, do nothing. Problem with that is that a lot of people had the same thoughts at the beginning of 2020. And hindsight shows us that people who acted during 2020, when others were fearful and bought in the low of the market, have ridden a massive wave in the last 12 months, literally 23% plus profits and upside. So a rising market did a lot of the heavy work. They often say it's not time in the market, like buy and hold and wait for 20 years. It's timing, ING, the market, buying at the right time. And what we want to do is buy in the bottom of the market and sell at the top to maximize profits. The only problem is we just don't have a crystal ball, and no one rings a bell, do they, at the bottom of the market saying, this is it, everyone jump in. Who would have thought, like when a global pandemic hit in 2020, that would be a good time to go out and buy property? Warren Buffett may have known that. In his famous quote, he said his secret to success is to be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. Well, everyone's really fearful right now. If you read the headlines, everybody's saying that we're going to hell in a handbasket, that property prices have gone too fast, that the bubble's going to burst. And a lot of people are thinking, well, I'll just wait for that bubble to burst and property prices will fall 20, 30, 40%. Not sure if that will happen. What has happened, though, is that we have massive inflation on a global scale. We haven't had inflation for a long time. So in the 1990s, we had the emergence of China as a superpower, a massive economy. And inflation is just price growth, prices going up over time. For example, $10 would have bought you a lot more in the 1970s than what it does now. So inflation is healthy most of the time in an economy when it's kept at a sensible level. In the 1980s, we had a lot of inflation because it was the age of greed. Greed was good. People were spending. And then we had a recession in the 1990s. And then China emerged and everybody went offshore. To get goods produced. A lot of companies relocated to China because labor was so cheap. And this meant that prices were a lot lower on most goods. On top of that, we had a digital age. So there were a lot of offshore workers, which meant higher unemployment and really low wages growth. Everyone was replaceable in a global digital economy. So that meant that interest rates were somewhat lower. The Reserve Bank and the federal banks of most economies in the global economy set interest rates. interest rates affect property markets. When interest rates are really high, the interest rate is the price of money. It's the cost of borrowing and it's the reward for saving. So high interest rates usually mean that the property market is quieter. People aren't borrowing, people aren't spending because the cost of money is high. But when interest rates are really low, like they have been in recent years, people go out and they borrow a whole lot of money. And when everyone's able to borrow money, because we all qualify for loans because the bar is set really, really low. Like the official rate at the moment is 0.1% interest rate set by the Reserve Bank, which means many of us are paying 2% odd on home loans. It means that it's affordable and we can afford to pay more for our home loans because the repayments are so cheap with money being cheap. So people have got in over their heads, especially in the last year or so. People are borrowing 6 times their earnings. So if I earn $100,000 a year, I'm going out and I'm getting into debt to the tune of $600,000 plus. Now that's okay, provided interest rates stay low. But what we're seeing, and that's the talk in all the headlines, is that now interest rates are going to go up. And that's usual too. Interest rates go in cycles. They go up to cool down a really hot economy where prices are growing too fast, where there's too much inflation. The government want to stop people spending so that we don't grow too fast. They don't want big busts and booms and great depressions following them. They want to keep the economy as even as possible. So they'll raise rates to slow down spending when there's inflation, and they'll lower rates if things are getting recessionary, if people are scared and no one's spending. So at the moment, we've got really high inflation. But is that a reality or is that a result of the aftermath of the pandemic? So we kind of had a global recession in recent years because of COVID. Governments put a lot of money, stimulus packages into the economy, didn't they? Because we had things like JobKeeper, JobMaker packages. And when this kind of ended with a vaccine late last year, we emerged from that recession. And a lot of people had a lot of money burning a hole in their pocket and they came out of lockdowns and they wanted to spend, which was understandable. They hadn't been spending in lockdown. They'd saved a whole lot of money that the government had given them in bailout packages. And when they came out en masse trying to spend money, there were not enough goods to be able to satisfy the demand. Because of coronavirus, there were delays in shipping and transport and imports and exports. Borders had closed. And because of border closures, there were staff shortages. And as we saw more recently with Omicron, people had to go into isolation, illnesses. That meant that it affected supplies. And the law of supply and demand, isn't it, is that when there's poor supply and a lot of demand, prices go up. So we've seen that across the world, including in Australia. So our recent inflation rate was at 3.5%. And the Reserve Bank says that, well, we want inflation or price growth to sit comfortably and safely between 2 and 3%. If it gets over 3, we're going to raise rates. That's the usual policy. But Philip Lowe, the governor of the Reserve Bank, said in his latest interest rate policy, monetary policy statement, said, well, look, there is inflation, but it's too early to tell yet and too early to raise rates. So he's being very careful. The Reserve Bank don't want to raise rates too quickly because so many people have so much debt. So the higher cost of money with raised rates will burst bubbles, and that's what they're afraid of. If property prices have gone up too fast and we're all in debt and suddenly rates rise, we don't want to crash the economy and have a recession. So they're very mindful of that. Even though a lot of central banks around the world have said they're going to be raising rates and this is the year for it, they're going to be very slow to do it. because they know the consequences of getting it wrong, especially when it comes to the property market. And Dr. Lowe, in his latest Reserve Bank monetary policy decision, was very careful to hammer the point that it's just too early to tell. He used words like, we're going to be patient. Just because inflation's high now, it doesn't mean that it will stay high. What he's wanting is wages growth. He wants us all to actually be earning more. That way, when interest rates go up, if their wages have gone up as well, we'll be able to afford the higher payments. Because there's a lot of people in a lot of debt that need more money to service mortgages when rates go up. So they're very, very careful about raising rates. The RBA has stressed it's going to be patient. That means for us as property lovers, if we do nothing, if we're waiting on the sidelines thinking that we're going to get some great windfall and that property prices are going to drop by 30% and we'll just be patient as well, that's not going to happen. There's an interest in keeping property prices up because most Australians have most of their wealth in properties. We're not going to see property prices crash and burn. So if you're worried about that as a property lover because you've got a lot tied up in property, I wouldn't lose sleep over it. Your property portfolio isn't going to crash and burn and have value wiped off overnight. And similarly, if you're waiting to get into the market, waiting for a big crash, you're probably going to be waiting a long time. That's not going to happen either. It's a case of slow and steady. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse and then the number one. We'll also leave links to these useful resources in the notes section. And for any other questions you might have around property and actually for all of your property needs, please visit our website at dginstitute.com.au because we are here to support you on your property journey and give you a real competitive advantage. The time is never just right. You can't perfectly time a market when it comes to making a decision. You can look back in hindsight and say, wow, wasn't that lucky? I acted at the bottom of the market. Or you can say, oh, I wish I hadn't have sold then. The market went up from there. But that's always going to be the case. Markets aren't good or bad. Markets just move. And for us as property lovers, our decisions aren't good or bad decisions. They're decisions that we make. In fact, the worst thing that we can do is make no decision at all, to sit on the sidelines and lose an opportunity. So there is a lot of opportunity out there right now. Theodore Roosevelt once said, in any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing you can do is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing. So don't do nothing right now. It is still a time of opportunity in the property market. The latest figures have shown across the board in every state and every capital city, prices are still going up. They may not go up as fast as the last 12 months, and nor should they. I mean, 23% in a year is massive growth, but they are still rising. Auction clearance rates, the latest figures show, are still high. People are still wanting and buying property. And in fact, credit, that is borrowings for property, went up nearly 10% in December. So the market is still very active. And the worst decision is no decision. I mean, let's face it, a wrong decision can be easily corrected in property. There are so many options. You can change your exit strategy, you can hold on, you can rent the property out. The rental market's really tight at the moment. And it's easy to make good decisions when every decision is a good decision and there are no bad options. And that's really the case with property. That's why we're in such a fortunate position in Australia to be property lovers. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisition. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.